In continuation of my previous episode, Effective Way of Communication, I am going to tell you about 7 C's of effective communication. There are 7 important points which you can make your ordinary communication a very effective communication. In this segment, I will describe and illustrate all of these 7 C's of communication. Number 1. Completeness will bring the desired response. Completeness means that whatever you are communicating should be complete and there should be no missing fact in your speech. It is often seen that people assume some fact to be known by the audience or listeners. This is not the right approach. If you started to assume this, then you will be able to give the whole detail of the core objective. You should provide very detailed information to your listeners, and in fact, you should try to provide some additional information to make your points clear. In this way, the audience will be more understanding of your topic and they will ask you more logical questions. It often happens that after you finish your presentation in office, then someone says, "What are you actually trying to say?" This is probably the worst comment that you can get after tiring presentation. But you should think over and over again that why someone said that. There will be some flaws in your presentation or some confusing factor which have urged that person to say so. To avoid such embarrassing situations, you should try to make your presentation clearer and complete without ignoring any fact and mention even very minor details. Completeness brings the desired response from the receiver or listener or your audience. You need to include everything which you think is related to your topic of discussion and try to describe both positive and negative approaches. Number 2. Conciseness will save time. Conciseness is another important aspect of effective communication, and especially when you talk about business communication, then you should know that your message should be very concise, because this will make it more proper and time saving to understand. Time is very important in modern life, and no one has the time to listen to you for a full hour while you can deliver the same meaning and discussion in 30 minutes. Besides, if you add an unnecessary pause, repeat information and use other similar tactics to prolong the duration, then your audience will get bored and they will prefer to either leave the discussion or they will stop taking an interest. You should only include very relevant facts about your topics and avoid using the unnecessary information to be added. For example, if you are making a presentation on the annual budget of your organization, then you should keep things to the point and avoid giving irrelevant examples of cutting down the budget or increasing it. Your aim is to present the report of your annual budget, and this does not mean that you should add suggestion, because that is associated with someone else. If you try to overexpress yourself, then it may happen that you will confuse your audience with worldly expressions and there will be lots of discussions. Number 3. Consideration means understanding of human nature. Consideration is one of the most important things in effective communication, because it will make sure that you understand the receiver in a better way. When you say consider, then it means you have to think twice about certain things and make sure that you are always conveying your message in a positive tone. Even if there are some negative points in your discussion, then you should try to overcome those by emphasizing positive points. In proper and effective consideration, it is important to understand that the more you explain benefits, more interesting your discussion will come. So you should try to explain each and every benefit of your discussion, which will make people more attentive and they will be more interested in integrating those benefits in their life. Try to focus on more you instead of I or we. This also sends a very pleasant expression that you actually care more about other instead of yourself. There is a saying that thinks before you speak, and this saying completes the part of the consideration. You should properly analyze everything before presenting it to others. analyzing everything from the receiver's point of view, because that will allow you to think about those questions which are often neglected by following just an approach. Number 4. Concreteness reinforces confidence. Concreteness means that you should be very specific and accurate about the facts and figures which you represent in your discussion. The facts should be very clear, and being accurate is even more important because people often give value of words and especially figures which you represent. Verb choice should be very vivid and defined, and wording should be such that it should create a very positive image of your overall topic. If you start to sound little vague, obscure, can general about the facts, then things will start to get confusing and people will start to think negatively. If you are presenting some solid and true facts and figures, then it will automatically boost your confidence. You should try to gather figures from different surveys, and the internet can be a very good place to do this research. No matter what kind of topic you have, but you will find things related to that topic and in all formats. You can give people's opinion about your topic and then see how your audience responds. But you should remember one thing, that all the facts and figures should be specific and related to your core topic, and they should not be irrelevant. Number 5. Clarity makes things more comprehensive. Clarity is often mistaken by people, and they think that making the fact more clear is clarity. But clarity is more about making your speech and exact message better. You need to choose your words more precisely and use simpler language to convey your message. Simpler your language will be, the easier it will be for the audience to decode your message easily, and they will get hold of your idea very clearly. Best way to bring clarity is use simpler words and make simple and easy to understand paragraph. Do not try to be too formal with the choice of words, and try to remain casual in approach. If you try to be too formal in your approach and use too heavy language, it is a known fact that not everyone can understand the heavy and complex language. Normal people understand just normal and simple language, and it is the best way to convey your message in its exact and raw form. As it is mentioned in the heading, that clarity makes your message more comprehensive, and this is true because if you use fewer words, then it will be easier for the receiver to receive and decode the message, and he will get precise meaning of message very easily. Number 6. Courtesy makes relations stronger. Courtesy means that you should some respect the receiver. Especially when it comes to business communication, then your message should start with a respectful word and should end on a respectful clause as well. This is just a way of giving value to the feeling of the receiver. Your choice of word can depict the courtesy, and you should be very thoughtful in choosing words. Always think about the caliber of the audience, and if you are giving presentation to your boss, then it adds even more responsibility. Always use non-discriminatory expression, because these expressions will convince the other person that you always value their thoughts. If you are being appreciative, thoughtful and respectful and using polite word and gestures, then the receiver will feel good about your discussion and will start to take interest in your discussion even more. You can take a simple example that if some mail come to you which is starting from simple hi, hello, then you will not value it a lot. But if the same mail comes with a saying hi, a respectful and valued customer, then you will definitely try to look into it. These are some saying things which shows the professionalism of people. Number 7. Last but not the least. Correctness will avoid all the confusion. To be correct, you should be aware, and awareness means that you should target the right audience. You should know the social, educational and religious background of the reader or audience, and then use your language according to that background. If you start to address labor in the same way as you address a CEO, then things will start to get confusing for that person. This does not mean that you should not respect labels as you give to CEO, but this means that there should be a different level of respect for both of these persons, and you should follow a certain protocols, use the right language, avoid punctuation errors, use precise and accurate information. All of these features will make your communication more correct and more effective. If you start to make your language ambiguous and improper, or if you have any too many punctuations and grammar mistakes, then people will not value your message, and in the end, it will add it as ineffective communication. But you can change this very easily by adding some true facts and figures and keeping your grammar simple and correct. Now, these are all the 7 C's of communication, and if you can learn all 7 of them, then you will have a very effective communication method. In short, you can say that if your message is concise, complete, considered, correct, clear, courteous, and concrete, then it is said to be an effective message. Thank you.